Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Boeing stock tumbles as 17,000 lose jobs. Boeing is cutting 17,000 jobs, representing 10% of its total world workforce, and its stocks are taking a tumble. In a message sent to Boeing employees by CEO Kelly Ortberg today, it was stated that the company has to reset its workforce levels in order to align with our financial reality. Job cuts will include executives and managers along with employees. This reality is being placed on the result of a strike of 30,000 West Coast workers, which halted production of the Boeing 737 MAX as well as the 767 and 777 aircraft. The ongoing strike is being conducted by Boeing's biggest union, the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, IAM. The CEO noted that Boeing has also sent notification to its customers with an update on delivery of the 777X anticipated now for 2026. The delay is based on not only the staffing challenges but also from a flight test pause. Boeing stock, BA, slid 2% in after-hours trading today, Friday, October 11, 2024. President and CEO Kelly Ortberg shared the following message with all employees today, posted on Boeing website. Team, our business is in a difficult position, and it is hard to overstate the challenges we face together. Beyond navigating our current environment, restoring our company requires tough decisions, and we will have to make structural changes to ensure we can stay competitive and deliver for our customers over the long term. We need to be clear-eyed about the work we face and realistic about the time it will take to achieve key milestones on the path to recovery. We also need to focus our resources on performing and innovating in the areas that are core to who we are, rather than spreading ourselves across too many efforts that can often result in underperformance and underinvestment. With that in mind, today I am sharing some difficult decisions and several program updates. On the 777X program, the challenges we have faced in development, as well as from the flight test pause and ongoing work stoppage, will delay our program timeline. We have notified customers that we now expect first delivery in 2026. We plan to build and deliver the remaining 767 freighters ordered by our customers and then conclude production of the commercial program in 2027. Production for the KC-46A tanker will continue. In BDS, our performance on fixed-price development programs is simply not where it needs to be. We expect substantial new losses in BDS this quarter, driven by the work stoppage on commercial derivatives, continued program challenges, and our decision to complete production on the 767 freighter. I will be providing additional oversight of this business and these programs. Along with the above actions, we must also reset our workforce levels to align with our financial reality and to a more focused set of priorities. Over the coming months, we are planning to reduce the size of our total workforce by roughly 10%. These reductions will include executives, managers, and employees. Next week, your leadership team will share more tailored information about what this means for your organization. Based on this decision, we will not proceed with the next cycle of furloughs. As we move through this process, we will maintain our steadfast focus on safety, quality, and delivering for our customers. We know these decisions will cause difficulty for you, your families, and our team, and I sincerely wish we could avoid taking them. However, the state of our business and our future recovery require tough actions. We will be transparent with you regarding the timing and impact of these steps, and we will be professional and supportive to everyone along the way. Thank you for all that you are doing through this very challenging time at Boeing. We will navigate through this moment. We will refocus our company, and we will restore trust with all those who depend on us. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.